it won't be a problem. So causing anxiety where it wasn't necessary, and things like, the organisation of the National Health Service is vertical. There seems to be no sort of cross meshing of departments, so that if you're in a surgical ward, diabetes is a foreign word. So they know nothing about diabetic control. And if, as I was used to, I was getting, if you superimpose on that the diet that you have in a hospital compared with what you have at home, for instance, in a hospital, you have a light breakfast, your main meal midday, and a light meal in the early evening. My routine had been a breakfast, a light meal at midday, and an evening meal. Changing that in the hospital caused absolute havoc. Now, I knew that because I was asking them to give me blood tests every so often, regularly, that my blood sugar was way, way too high. And I was saying, don't worry, when you bring the insulin round, I'll just give myself a bigger shot, bring it down. You can't do that. We've got to get a doctor's permission. Where is the doctor? He's 3 yards away, or he's not on until 4 o'clock this afternoon or something. In the end, I said, look, I want to see Dr. McNally, and I want you to give me permission to do my own insulin doses because you don't know anything about it. And they said, you're right. We don't. So, Paul McNally and myself, between us, got me back on the straight and narrow. But it's to do with this, having to call in a specialist into a surgical ward, for some reason just seems difficult. I don't know why it's difficult, but it is. Anyway, having said all of that, what really impressed me was the arrangement whereby when you're discharged without your leg from surgery, you aren't home for more than a few days before the limb centre are phoning up to say, when are you coming in to work towards your prosthesis? And you're saying, well, hang on, it hasn't even healed up yet. And then there was all the routine of getting regular ambulance trips in to